You might go to a fancy clothing store to get measured for a suit, but where do you go to measure your horse? It still takes place here, in a portion of the city that has farm roots that date over a century. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop, a nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven, predictable, productive, weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. In the fall of 1910, the Oklahoma National Stockyards Company opened its stockyards in Oklahoma City. Two packing houses employing 2,400 people opened adjacent to the new livestock market.
Well, originally, the way it worked is that you rented a pen, and you brought your cattle in, and you put your cattle in it, and you stood down in that pen until you sold them to somebody.
Dick Stubbs shares the story of the stockyards from his restaurant, the Cattleman Steakhouse in Stockyard City. Over time, the sales method has changed.
Auctions were created. This is one of the first cattle auctions in the late 50s. And so the stockyard still is down to like 2 days a week, but they do sometimes as high as 15,000 head on Monday and 6,000 or 7,000 on Tuesday.
Sales are still strong, but as farming changed, the area changed as well.
Back then, there was 20,000 people working in the stockyards. Today, Stockyards Company owns all the property that the packing houses used to have.
Cattleman Steakhouse has been here over 100 years. Several other businesses in Stockyard City also have deep roots.
All the retail stores here are primarily in Western clothing, boots, hats made from scratch, saddles made from scratch. It's not uncommon to see somebody measuring a horse out in the alley behind one of the stores, and they're building a saddle to fit that specific horse.
Traveling the countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCrae.